Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. It's a hearty and warm welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara, and it's also the first program for the Islamic New Year. Today is the 1st of Muharram, the year 1437, and may Allah always keep you happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as and fulfill all your wishes and desires for the new year and always. And Assalamu alaikum, Adikaja, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very well, Sister Amar.
Adikaja, best of du'as for you and for your family also.
Same
for
to you and year. Same to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're actually going to begin with a lovely inspiration. It's called The School Called Marriage. Thereafter, we go on to our health segment. And my guest will be Sister Zaida Mohammed. She's the author of many cookbooks. And in her cookbooks, she's got lots and lots of health tips as well. And she's also a health researcher. And now, matriculants are busy studying for their final exams, which commence in probably a week or so. So we thought we'd actually share with them food to aid us in studying. You know, besides matriculants, lots of learners out there are busy studying. So food to aid us in studying, and Sister Zaida will inform us more on that. Thereafter, we go straight into the cooking segment, and our theme for today is a char season, and it's green mango season. Yes, and we're telling you all about green mangoes, its uses, its benefits, and how to go about making the different types of achars, the different types of ingredients to use, and the utensils to use. And we're sharing with you some lovely recipes as well. We have a methi masala recipe and a selection of delicious mango achar recipes. We're sharing with you a mango achar, a mango and carrot mix. Then we're sharing with you a carrot and mango achar and a pineapple achar recipes as well. And the question we're asking you today is, what is your favorite achar or pickle? Also, what type of achar did you grow up with? You can interact with us on SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today's program with The School Called Marriage. It's a lovely inspiration I received this morning on one of my WhatsApp groups. It says, marriage is the only school where you get the certificate before you start. It's also a school where you will never graduate. It's a school without a break or a free period. It's a school where no one is allowed to drop out. It's a school you will have to attend every day of your life. It's a school where there is no sick leave or holidays. It's a miraculous school founded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the foundation of love. The walls are made out of trust. The door made out of acceptance. The windows made out of understanding. The furniture made out of blessings. The roof made out of faith. Be reminded that you are just a student, not the principal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only principal. Even in times of storms, don't be unwise and run outside. Keep in mind that this school is the safest place to be. Never go to sleep before completing your assignments for the day. Never forget the C word, communicate. Communicate with your classmate and with the principal. If you find out something in your classmate, that your spouse, that you do not appreciate, remember your classmate is also just a student, not a graduate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not finished with him or her yet. So take it as a positive challenge and work on it together. Do not forget to study the Quran and Sunnah. These are the main textbooks for the school. Start each day with a sacred assembly and end it in the same way, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching each and everything that you do. Sometimes you will feel like not attending classes, yet you have to. When tempted to quit, find courage and continue. Some tests and exams may be tough, but remember, the principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much you can bear, and yet it's a school better than any other. It's one of the best and miraculous schools on earth. Joy, peace and happiness accompany each lesson of the day and night. Different subjects are offered in the school, yet love and affection are the major subject. After all the years of theorizing about it, now you have a chance to practice it. To be loved is a good thing, but to love is the greatest privilege of them all. Marriage is a place of love, so love your spouse. This brings more mercy, blessings, grace, bounties, and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your benefit and enjoyment. And they say, send this to all your married parent friends to encourage them, and to your unmarried friends to counsel and educate them on these few facts regarding the miraculous school of marriage. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Let's now go to Komatipur and let's be joined by Sister Zaida Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Mara. Alhamdulillah, I'm well, and yourself?
Shukran, jazakallah. Today you're in the studio with me as well. And tell us, how is the weather there in Komatipur? Is it still so hot?
It's hot, but we seem to be having very dark clouds, so maybe, inshallah, we get some rain today.
Inshallah, inshallah, ameen. Zaida, matriculants are busy studying and so are other learners. So we thought it's best to actually share with the learners out there foods to aid them in studying. Now we are focusing on food and health matters. It's food and the types of foods we consume important towards good health. And take us through that.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Food is an integral part of our life, so what we eat plays an even bigger role in our welfare. Either you are just super strong with a very strong immune system, and no matter what junk you eat, you stay well. But majority of us don't thrive optimally due to incorrect diet.
Now, the topic I want to broach on food health is brain health, especially now with our matriculants all up in a hype with their different ways of managing studying. How important is food to aid them through this difficult period in their lives?
Your food choices may be the most influential variable you can control that relates to the health, vitality, and functionality of your precious brain. And we are all at risk for brain degeneration, and already we see the kids are suffering with memory problems, speech problems, concentration, and with adults, it's depression and all sorts of brain problems. So for our matriculants, first, we address the parents. Start from before you become parents to bring in good quality foods and to avoid those foods which are contributing to brain fog. So clearly it makes sense to do everything you possibly can to nurture a healthy brain.
Absolutely. So Zaida, what foods can cause brain fog, speech and concentration impairment that we should basically avoid?
Okay, we will discuss the two main ones, gluten and sugar. Gluten, or sugar as well, is in almost every processed product and is very challenging for the human digestion.
So how does gluten affect the brain then?
When we consume gluten, it induces inflammation and as a result, impaired mental ability, the cornerstone of MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Now, I just mentioned a few problems connected to the brain. So it's really time to evaluate the nature of our food consumption. And there was a report mentioned in the August 2013 edition of the New England Medical Journal of Medicine that even slight elevations of blood sugar levels in a person have the risk of causing the mind to be unbalanced, disturbed, and unstable. So that's why to avoid eating carbohydrates and sugars are necessary for a clear mind, which will help you study better. And even those that have said that they have went strictly off gluten, they have said that they have better memories compared to what they were before. As gluten contributes to brain fog, so we will now want to avoid the bread, the biscuits, the crackers, the whole wheat, or in whatever form.
And I think, you know, sometimes while you're studying, you feel you want to have actually more sugary biscuits and drinks like that. But, you know, it will actually give you a bit of a hype there, you know, more energy. But eventually after it, you feel like so lethargic again, you know.
Yeah.
That you don't even study, you want to close that book and go and sleep.
Exactly.
Yes. Now let's now move on to how sugar affects the brain.
Okay, daily consumption of excessive sugar of all colors and types, hidden sugars as in the power drinks, the juices, the cool drinks, the Milo, Nesquik, coffee that's not organic to list a few, has been linked in recent research as being the cause of poor memory formation, learning disorders, depression, which are brain problems. Our brain produces a certain chemical which is of vital importance to help us form new memories, but our daily sugar consumption wipes it out, so when we study, we can't learn much or we can't remember much. So while a healthy diet would contain a significant amount of naturally occurring sugar that's in your fruits, for example, fruits and vegetables, the problem is that we're chronically consuming much more added sugar in processed foods natural food sugars is not the brain's enemy, but added sugar is.
Indeed, yes. Now, is it possible to be eating gluten and sugar-free but still having problems with your memory?
Definitely, yes. Although you have omitted them, you're probably not consuming brain-aiding foods and you're not seeing to existing problems you had before. You need to sort all that out first.
Mm-hmm. Now, after having said that, Zaira, so now what would you suggest is good foods to help strengthen the brain?
Okay, having healthy brain food snacks around the house for students to munch, but really keeping the house free of sinful foods will be a very good idea. If it's not at home, they do without it and they have what's available. So firstly, healthy fats are essential for the brain as they can help keep us focused, optimize hormonal functions, prevent and treat mild depression, relieve anxiety, and when eaten in a healthy, balanced diet, they help keep us from craving unhealthy foods. And fats were created by nature for a purpose. They keep the major systems of our body working at optimal levels. So all in all, fats shouldn't be feared, especially when we consider that our brains are made up of 60% fats.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned fats. Some people might think that, fats are so unhealthy. But now, so what fats are considered healthy for the brain then?
Cold pressed extra virgin olive oil is rich in powerful brain protective antioxidants. Then we get the cold pressed flaxseed oil, it's high in omega-3. Avocados, they are high in monounsaturated fats to protect the brain cells. Then we have the cold pressed extra virgin coconut oil. It provides saturated fat. It's a vital nutrient for the integrity and the function of brain cell membranes. Then we have the unroasted nuts like walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, pecans. They're rich in a variety of nutrients to support brain health, including vitamin E, omega-3, copper, calcium, magnesium. These are all very important fats.
Yes. So then, Zaira, can we make nut drinks to give them?
Yes, sure. Like, see, we make the nut drinks for them, and we have seeds also, which are high in fats, like pumpkin, sunflower, sesame, ground flax. We add them to the nut drinks, and you also add chia seeds, which is also high in omega-3. And then you have a super brain drink.
Mm-hmm.
What I've just mentioned are all wonderful steps that mature the brain. It reduces inflammation and gives you the building blocks so it can construct a more powerful mind.
Indeed. Now that's quite an interesting list of healthy fats. What else would you suggest they consume?
Okay, so fresh fruit and vegetables. Your brain does require sugar, and we obtain it from natural foods like fruit and vegetables such as apples, grapes, bananas, kale, broccoli, sweet potatoes, asparagus, spinach. These are all brain-boosting foods high in anti-inflammatory nutrients and folate, rich in brain-protective antioxidants along with certain vitamins. Then we have blueberries, which are super-protective brain-protective antioxidants. They reduce inflammation, which is a cornerstone of virtually all brain degenerative disorders. You can add this also to your nut smoothie. Then you have turmeric, which is used in foods and teas with black pepper. It helps reduce inflammation in the body and the brain. So when you cook, don't be shy to use that turmeric. Use a good amount of it. Then drinking lots of water. Move away from the amount of caffeine, sugar, and energy drinks that usually provide for them. Go with nutty drinks or fruity and green veg drinks that's sugar-free and homemade. You can use minimal amounts of raw honey. And talking about water, I know there was once I heard on the radio that in America, in certain schools, they had to start giving the kids water breaks because there was no concentration and they only come with this sodas and colas and things to drink. So they were giving them water breaks. Then we also have to provide healthy, balanced meals, which contains also free-range eggs, which are rich in choline. It's good for the brain. Eggs contain cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, which is an important component of brain cell membranes, as well as serving as a brain-protective antioxidant. Then we cook with brown rice to replace all the gluten breads as it's slow release glucose and it's longer sustaining. Then we try to get grass-fed beef and fish for omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm, yes. And you know, with all this that you just mentioned, you're talking about the free-range eggs as well, and it's quite important for them to have a good breakfast.
You need a
good, healthy breakfast. A power-packed breakfast, indeed, yes.
Yes.
So I've got a question here. They said, is chia healthy for the brain? Also, what if a child is low sugar, what can they snack on?
Sorry, is what healthy for the brain?
Chia, bro.
It depends on what you're putting in the chia,
yes.
bro. If you're using cornflakes and things like and Rice Krispies, which are out of the box, those things contain a lot of added sugars, a lot of processed things in there. So you can make your own chia, bro, using like... your goji berries, cranberries, all different kinds of almonds, nuts, whatever kind of nuts you want to use, and all these healthy the seeds we spoke about, the pumpkin, sunflower, you can use all this to make a chia pudding. So this is something healthy that you can snack with.
Okay, another question. What if a child is low sugar, what can they snack on?
If the child has low sugar, we've got to first see that is the child dewormed. We've got to do a whole a complete consult with the mother and the child to see where they're going wrong, and there's a lot to see before we give a diagnosis and a suggestion for them.
Okay. Let's now talk about supplements. What about supplements? Are they necessary?
You see, when it comes to supplements, we must remember one thing. They are not medication. Here, we talk about supplements. They are important because we are not properly optimized nutritionally from foods that we eat. So we should get good sources of supplements, not just any synthetic ones. There's a plethora of supplements available on the market, so be careful what you buy. Then you have the omega-3. It plays a pivotal role in maintaining the health of brain cells and actually helps to stimulate the growth of brain cells in the brain's memory center. Now, if a person doesn't have the nuts and the seeds, which we spoke about, the sunflower and the pumpkin seeds, those all contain omega-3. So you've got to supplement, and you get good fish oils and the hemp seed oil and flaxseed oil as well. Then you supplement the diet with vitamin C and E, which are an actual antioxidants. Then you get vitamin B complex, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, and alpha-lipoic acid, and vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is actually the forgotten vitamin and has recently been identified as one of the most important vitamins in the human body. And it's responsible for hundreds of genes and plays a vital role in brain health.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just read somewhere during the week that, you know, I think during the summer we tend to absorb more vitamin D because of the strength of the sun as well.
I won't agree on that because I live in a very, very hot place. And when I went to a naturopath and he's telling me, he did a test on me and he's telling me, you know, your vitamin D levels are practically null. So I said, but I live in such a hot place. He said,
yes.
No, but you are all covered up. You need to expose your skin to the sun, and at a particular time also you need to expose it between the midday time, because that's when you get the UVB, the healthy rays that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do like it.
That's right. We all have to take a vitamin D supplement, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then, Zaida, many are chocolate lovers, like they love all this lovely Ferrero Rochers and Cadbury chocolates and the Aero and Bubbly, and you get, you know, you get those Aero small little balls. It's just so yummy. Now, yes, and after speaking on how sugar affects the brain, what alternative is there?
Chocolate, oh, how it really lets us down. Especially when it comes to boosting our mood and heart health. Cacao is full of naturally energizing stimulants that, when eaten in moderation, can be incredibly beneficial to the body. However, the chocolate we need to consume is not the ones you mentioned now, but is the dark chocolate that does not have sugar listed as the first ingredient or the second ingredient. It must not have fructose, glucose, and it must be dairy-free.
Now, in closing, Zaida, what other advice would you give to our listeners?
It's important to keep the following in mind, that no supplement on earth will help you to pass an exam if you have not studied diligently throughout the year. No supplement taken for a short period can replace the use of a diet over the entire year. Many of the products that they advertise that will help you to concentrate or control exam stress contain ingredients that have not been scientifically tested and for which no proof exists. And snacking every now and again is not necessary. A good many hours of not eating will sharpen the brain, although you can just drink water only. And if you combine steady work throughout academic year with a well-balanced diet, plenty of rest, exercise to increase the blood and oxygen supply to the brain, and 30 minutes of sun exposure per day to boost your vitamin D production, then you should not have a problem when it comes to school, college, Darul Uloom, or any exams for that matter. And we hope dietary changes begin in all homes for the improvement of body and mind health, inshallah.
Inshallah, Amin. Zaida, Jazakallah Khair for joining us and sharing with us so much of healthy information, foods to aid us in studying. I'm sure the mummies and the children, the learners out there probably have learned so much from you, Jazakallah Khair. Zaida, before you go, what's your favorite type of achar?
my favorite type of achar, yes. Fermented veg. you and my health cook, you'll be knowing what the fermented veg is all about. It contains probiotics and it increases the levels of the vitamins in the vegetables I use in them now, because once it's fermented, it increases. So it's not like the ones which we always used to make before.
In fact, green mangoes are in season. So our theme today on the cooking segment is the achar season, pickle season, and we're actually sharing recipes on how to go about make your achar and the utensils, ingredients, and I'm sure you must be getting a lot of green mangoes in Kamatipur.
Actually, we have in the garden as well. Yeah, when they come out, I'll be adding them to my fermented veg as well when I make my next batch, inshallah.
Okay. Jazakallah for the information, Zara. Enjoy, and all the best for you in the new year as well, for your family as well.
Inshallah. Same to you and all the listeners.
Jazakallah, Zara. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, a very healthy information she shared.
She did.
To eat healthily.
Definitely, of course.
And consume less sugars and healthy fats indeed.
The no chocolate.
No chocolate, yes. Well, let's go for a break now. When we come back, we're going to go straight into the cooking segment, and we can get your pens and papers ready. We're going to be sharing with you those lovely recipes. And today we're talking all about achars. We're sharing with you a methi masala recipe and a mango achar, mango carrot mix, a carrot mango achar, pineapple achar. And we're also going to be telling about all the different types of utensils to use when making your achar and the different types of ingredients to use when you're making your achar. And oops, the question we're asking you today is, what is your favorite achar or pickle? That's the same thing, yes. And what type of achar did you actually grow up with? We'd love to hear from you. 082-565-8648. That's SMS or WhatsApp. We're not taking live callers because we've got so much to recipes to share and discuss as well. You can send us a tweet also at Amara Radio Islam or follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Now we go straight into the cooking segment, and today we're talking all about achar, it's pickles. Green mangoes are definitely in season, and we're going to be telling all about the green mangoes and sharing with you the different ingredients used in making achar, also the different items, utensils used in making achar as well. And Auntie Greta is an expert here in the studio with me, and she's sharing with us all those lovely tips. Now, spicy pickles with achar are very important items in Indian meals, and it enhances the taste of the meal and increases the satisfaction after every meal. And we can't do without any type of achar, be it carrot, be it mango, any achar, but we must have it with our meals as well. Now, pickles are easy to prepare with the right ingredients, and it can be preserved for months.
Yes.
If you're making a batch of achar now, it will last you till next year this time, so you make fresh again.
Yes, it's okay. True. And now it's so convenient. You know, nobody wants to have the old-fashioned methi achar that you used to keep in oil and things. So they make the fresh batch and leave it in the freezer, and it just tastes just so nice.
Mm-hmm. And then you get different types of mangoes, achar mangoes. Mm-hmm. You get the ones from Durban, like Moanvaralam and Stanger. Yes. Then you get the Rustenburg mangoes.
Mangoes.
I don't know why.
Yes.
Maybe, I think Durban is still one of the Rustenburg mangoes.
Yes. And mind you, it's a very nice mango then. Because I know my daughter comes from that side, and we're always getting the Rustenburg mangoes, and they're really, really very nice for achar.
Mm-hmm. And Greta, what are the basic ingredients to use when making achar?
You know, the first important thing is your bottles. Before you even start, you have to make sure your bottles are crystal clear. By cleaning them, you have to use it, wash it thoroughly with soap water, and then give it a few rinses and leave it in the sun.
To dry out.
It dries very nicely. It becomes crystal clear, and it even sterilizes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to prepare your bottles first before you even start making the achar.
Okay. And do you keep it in the fridge, or can you keep it out?
Again, depending on the oil. Normally, if you fill it till the top with oil, it will stay out of the fridge. But, in today's times, everybody's so conscious with their weight and that, so they use less oil, and that you have to keep in the fridge.
Okay. And now oil is basically a preservative.
Yes, it is a preservative.
Okay. And you can freeze achar.
Yes, it freezes very nice.
With oil, without oil?
Very little oil in it, and you can freeze it, and it freezes really. It's still so nice and crispy when you take it out, and it tastes like you made it fresh.
And what type of utensils would you use when making achar?
Well, they say you must use stainless steel utensils, which is really very good. Try not to use enamel. Because to boil it and all that also, it's not a good thing. More stainless steel utensils. Even in pots, if you're making a sauce or whatever it is, you must rather use a stainless steel utensil.
And what are the key ingredients used in making achar?
Well, the methi masala is the key ingredient. Because without that, you can't make a methi masala. I mean, achar.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be sharing with you a methi masala recipe as well.
Yes.
And also, you know, there are different types of achar you can actually make. You can use mango, carrots.
Yes.
Some people use pickled onions as well.
Yes.
They make all different types of achar. Like if you use, they even use the, like I said, the pineapple achar. You also got a lovely recipe for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even use the eggplant, it's the brinjal,
the
cucumber,
recipe.
The mushroom,
you know,
the jackfruit.
So many, yes. There are so many on the market.
Yes, it's small. What do they call it? Small oranges again?
Kumquat.
Kumquats, achar.
Kumquats, achar,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And also when making achar, you know, is oil the only preservative?
Yes. No, you can. You know, Amara, the other day my husband wanted to eat a pickle. Now, I'm speaking of a normal, you know, in Makkah you get those big, big bottles of pickle where they just put carrots, turnips, and cucumber, and all the different types.
And it's cut into round slices.
They all cut in round sizes, and you won't believe it, I actually made that. And it's almost, they said you have to leave it for 2 weeks, inshallah, hopefully by this week I will open the bottle. But it is so tasty, especially when you're having your mug and dars in there, because it's a pickle on its own.
And you preserve it with vinegar?
With vinegar and water.
Okay.
Yes, there is a recipe to it. I actually have the recipe at home. If you want to, I can share it with the listeners maybe sometime again.
Again, when we're doing pickles, yes.
Inshallah.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the first recipe, which is, we've got quite a lot of recipes. We're starting early with the recipes today.
Mm-hmm.
We're sharing with you a basic methi masala recipe. So, and this recipe is actually taken from Sister Zaida Muhammad, which I had earlier on the program sharing with you these health tips. And she's the author of Savory Journey Express. So this is basically her recipe.
Okay, so for the methi masala recipe, it's 1.5 liters of oil, 3 kilos of rough salt, 2 kilograms of crushed methi, 1/2 cup of turmeric, 1 teaspoon hing, 1 kilo chili powder, 2 kilos rough chilies, 1 teaspoon hing again. Right, for the method, you heat your oil, you shift it off from the stove and mix in your methi, your turmeric powder and 1 teaspoon of hing. Then you place your salt in a preheated oven on 180 degrees for about 7 minutes. Empty into an enamel dish, empty the methi over it and leave to cool. Add the remaining hing and chilies and mix well.
Mm.
Very easy and simple recipe.
Simple methi masala recipe. We repeat it again. You will require 1.5 liters of oil, 3 kilos of rough salt. That's 3 kilos of rough salt. 2 kilos of crushed methi. 2 kilos crushed methi. 1/4 cup turmeric that you arid. 1/4 cup turmeric, that's your arid. 1 teaspoon hing, that's 1 teaspoon hing. 1 kilo chili powder, that's 1 kilo chili powder. 2 kilos rough chilies, 2 kilos rough chilies. And again, 1 teaspoon of hing. The method, you heat the oil, shift off from the stove and mix in the methi, turmeric powder and 1 teaspoon of hing. Place salt in a preheated oven on 180 degrees for 7 minutes. Empty into an enamel dish. Empty the methi over it and leave to cool. Add remaining hing and chilies and mix well. So this is your basic masala recipe. Now when it comes to hing, why do they put hing into the methi masala?
I think that's to
preserve it.
The methi masala.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe, if you make methi masala and leave it in the freezer, it stays very nice throughout the year.
Throughout the year, yes.
Yes.
I always keep it in the
because
freezer.
You must know we're always using methi masala for anything or the other.
Okay. And this one, I've got a message here from Sister Aisha. Aisha Tokrat from Lobatse, Botswana. She says, Salam, Shazakala for your lovely program. Grew up with carrot achar. Eat all carrots and leave veggies. My late papa loved methi mango achar to drop the masala over. Curry kichdi, you can't complete the meal without mango. Methi mango achar. And it's always the best. She also says she likes the Rustenburg mangoes.
Okay.
Shazakala for sharing, Sister Aisha. Let's now go on to the next recipe. In fact, we've actually named the recipes a selection of delicious mango achar recipes. And we're going to start off with a mango achar recipe.
Okay, for the mango achar recipe, you need 10 to 15 mangoes cut into wedges, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon arad, mix and you leave aside. Then you drain and you add 2 tablespoons of methi masala, a tablespoon of fresh red chilies and 1/2 teaspoon of mustard powder. Then in a pot, you take 3/4 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons maizena, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup of vinegar. You boil and you throw over mangoes. Then you make a pagar with rye, dill, curry leaves, garlic, and pour over the mangoes.
Simple, easy recipe.
It is the most nicest achar, but it has to be eaten fresh.
Okay. So we repeat the mango achar recipe. You will require 10 to 15 mangoes cut into wedges, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/2 teaspoon arad, mix and leave aside. Drain, then add 2 tablespoons methi masala, 1 tablespoon fine red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard powder. Now in a pot, you take 3/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons maizena, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup vinegar, and you boil this together and throw over mangoes. Then make pagar with rye, dill, curry leaves, garlic, and pour over mangoes. The next recipe at Kreja is a mango and carrot mix.
Yes, for the mango, it's more a spread, this one. Mango and curry mix, you take 2 kilograms of mango, you peel 1 kilo and you leave 1 kilo with the skin. Then you take 1 kilo of carrots, a bottle of mayonnaise, the 790 grams one, 1 bottle salad cream, also the 790 grams, 1/2 cup methi masala, salt to taste. You cut the carrots and mangoes into pieces and you process it in a food processor until coarse. You add your remaining ingredients and you mix well, you keep refrigerated.
This is very tasty.
It's a nice mango spread. You know, sometimes you don't know what to keep for lunch. Even this is so nice to keep lunch on the bread.
And you can put crisp and eat.
You can put crisp.
Okay. Mango and carrot mix. 2 kilos mangoes. Peel 1 kilo and leave 1 kilo with skin. 1 kilo carrots. 1 bottle mayonnaise. It's a 790 grams bottle. And then 1 bottle salad cream. Also a 790 gram bottle, 1/2 cup methi masala, and salt to taste. So you cut your carrots and mangoes into pieces and process in food processor until coarse. Add remaining ingredients and mix well and keep in the fridge. This is ideal, just to put like a spread on
yes,
bread.
Yes, it is.
Before you put your steak or your chicken.
Whatever.
Now the next recipe is a bit of a lengthy recipe. It's a carrot and mango achar recipe.
Okay. For that recipe, it's 2 kilograms of mangoes and carrots, so that you can put maybe 1 1/4 kilo of mangoes and 3/4 kilo of carrots. 4 cloves of garlic, green chilies to taste, 1/2 cup mustard powder, 3/4 cup oil, 2 cups of sugar, 1 1/2 cups of water, 1/2 cup maizena, 2 cups white vinegar, fine red chilies to taste, salt to taste, 1/2 cup methi masala, 1/2 cup oil, 3 teaspoons of mustard seeds, 3 to 4 sprigs of limri, that's your curry leaves. Now for your method, you grate a quarter of the mangoes and carrots, cut the rest in small suitable size pieces. You chop the garlic and green chilies finely. You place mustard powder and oil in a food processor. Make a thick syrup with the sugar and water. Allow to cool slightly, keep warm. Mix the mazina with a little water and add to your vinegar, which has been brought to the boil. And stir well to avoid lumps. Cook until thick. Process the mustard powder, oil, the syrup and mazina mixture until smooth. You pour your mixture over your mango and carrots. Add your garlic, green chilies, red chilies to taste, and salt and methi masala. Mix all together. You make a mavagar with oil, mustard seeds and limri leaves. Pour over a chard and mix well. Keep refrigerated. It is a bit of a lengthy recipe.
It is, yes, but tasty one.
It is very tasty.
Yes. So for the carrot mango achar, you will require 2 kilos mangoes and carrots, about 1 to 1 and a quarter kilo mangoes and about 3 quarter kilo carrots. That's basically the roughly amounts.
Yes.
Then you take 4 cloves of garlic. That's 4 cloves garlic. Green chilies to taste. And then a half a cup of mustard powder. That's a half a cup mustard powder. 3/4 cup oil. 2 cups sugar. 1.5 cups water. A half a cup mazina. Then also 2 cups white vinegar. Also fine red chilies to taste. And then salt to taste. Also a half a cup methi masala. A half a cup oil. 3 teaspoons mustard seeds, and 3 to 4 sticks limri, that's your curry leaves. Now for the method, you grate a quarter of the mangoes and carrots. You cut the rest into suitable size pieces. Chop the garlic and green chilies finely. Then you place mustard powder and oil in food processor. Make a thick syrup with sugar and water. And allow to cool slightly, keep warm. Then you mix mazina with a little water and add to vinegar which has been brought to the boil and stir well to avoid lumps, and then you cook until thick. Then you process mustard powder, oil, syrup and mazina mixture until smooth. Pour mixture over mangoes and carrots. Add garlic, green chilies, red chilies to taste, salt and methi masala. Mix all together. Make vagar with oil, mustard seeds and limri leaves. Pour over a char and mix well and keep in the fridge. So basically it's quite easy. You must take your mustard and your oil and blend it. And then you boil your water and your sugar.
Yes.
And then you mix it in your mazina, you put both liquids, you mix
process it
together,
yes.
Again, and you throw it over the other. So very easy.
It's not difficult. It's just a bit of a lengthy one, but it's easy, very
yes.
easy.
The final recipe on the grater is a pineapple achar. Mm.
This one is really a nice, very big hit actually. The pineapple achar, 2 pineapples thinly sliced, 1 green pepper thinly sliced, 1 red pepper thinly sliced, and 1 to 2 green apples, also thinly sliced. Or you can put it in thin triangles or whatever. Now to the above, you add 3 tablespoons of apricot jam, 3 tablespoons of methi masala. Then you boil 3 cups of white vinegar, 3/4 cup of sugar, and 1/2 cup of mazina. Once it's boiled, you add it to your above mixture. Then you make a vagar with 2 tablespoons of dill, 2 teaspoons of mustard seeds, your curry leaves, and you add all this and you mix it well.
Simple, easy, tasty recipe.
It's a very tasty.
And pineapples are seasoned whole year.
Throughout the year.
So we repeat the pineapple achar recipe. It's 2 pineapples thinly sliced, then 1 green pepper thinly sliced, 1 red pepper thinly sliced, then 1 to 2 green apples, also thinly sliced, or you can slice it into triangles as well. Now you add the above, you take 3 tablespoons of apricot jam and 3 tablespoons of methi masala. Then you boil 3 cups white vinegar, 3 quarter cup sugar, and a half a cup maizena. You add it to your achar, and then you make a wagar of 2 teaspoons of dill, 2 teaspoons of mustard seeds, curry leaves, add and mix well. Now all the recipes are on our Radio Islam website. You need to go to www.radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will gladly assist you. Now this one says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? My aunt used to live in Rustenburg. We only made achar with the Rustenburg mangoes. My favorite is the greatest grated achar. We used to take it on roti or bread at school lunch. I peel and cut the mangoes, mix it in a methi masala. That gets eaten as compared to the big pieces of unpeeled mango. Then, this one says... Okay, yes. So, really lovely recipes, the anti-karija. And also, I see vinegar is also the key ingredient in making the achars as well. So, once again, Jazakallah anti-karija for all your lovely recipes. And I'm so... I actually want to try out the carrot and mango
one. You must try it. It's very nice. Even the first one that I gave also comes out very nice.
Okay. And... Jazakallah for that anti-karija as well. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. And like I said, recipes are on our website as well. And inshallah, back with you on Tuesday, Women's Weekly. And then Thursday again.
Sure.
And then next week, I think we're going to be talking about juices. How to make fresh juices.
Inshallah.
And you can enjoy it in the hot summer days indeed.
Yes.
From me, Amara, and anti-karija Ibrahim.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.